All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. We're beginning the third parak. Hopefully you listened. I recorded the rest of the second parak yesterday. So we're picking up in the third parak today, Daf Lamed Vav, in this edition. So the Piaget writes as follows. Actually quite beautiful. Kivan shekol tachlisinu, hu lekarevcha l'torah ubederach Hashem telich, since the entire tachlis over here is to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring you closer to Torah, and to have you walk in the way of Hashem. Lochein, tzrichim anu lahachshir oscha, kefi shaharsa lanu haTorah ba'atzma. So we'll say, this is an incredible yisod in general. In order to be able to be a Kadosh person, in order to be holy, a person has to be a kli. A person has to be a receptacle. A person has to be a utensil. You know, so the Sefer HaChinuch gives this mashal. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to pour bracha into us. He wants to pour His blessing into us. In order, so God could pour as much as He wants, but unless I'm a kli haro'i lekabel, unless I am a utensil that is able to receive, then at the end of the day, God could keep pouring. But if I can't receive it, if I can't receive it, I can't retain it. So the blessing, to a certain degree, becomes meaningless. You know, the mashal I often like to give is, if you can imagine, they have like these coffee cups that have the coils on the inside that keep your coffee warm. You know, if you're a slow coffee drinker, so, you know, sometimes your coffee sits, it gets cold. So they have these coffee cups that have the coils inside. So I don't know how much they cost, but imagine for a moment that it's a bit pricey. So you go into the store, and you're so happy. Black Friday, right? So you go ahead, you go into the store, and you find that, mamish, it's incredible. One of them is on the clearance rack. You're so excited. It's $5. Incredible. There's only one. So you look a little closer, and it turns out that there's just a small defect. What's the small defect? It has a little hole on the bottom. But aside from that, mamish, the cup is perfect. It's got the coils. It's even the color you want. It even happens to have the name, your name, you know, inscribed on the outside. Only one little issue, again, and that it has the hole in the bottom. So, of course, everyone knows you have a coffee cup that has a hole on the bottom. So the cup is meaningless, right? The cup is useless. So in order, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could shower all the bracha He wants, but in order to be able to really appreciate that bracha, I have to be a kli. I have to be a utensil. And if my utensil is not capable of receiving and retaining, the divine blessing flows in and just as quickly flows out. So the Piagetzna says that the goal over here is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal over here is to walk in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to do that, we have to be a kli, I have to be a utensil. How do I become a utensil? The Torah tells me, third light down, page Lamed Vav, Sur Meira V'Yaseh Tov. So quoting the pasuk from Tehillim, literally deviate or steer away. Remove yourself from that which is evil and do good. And Rabbi said, this pasuk is very important because the Piyajesna says this pasuk teaches us, ki efshar lahachnis es hamelech bilti imniku es hacheda mitrila. It's actually, this lashon is very beautiful. You can't go ahead and bring in the king unless you first clean up your room. If you're inviting the king to your house, you want the king to come into your house, the first order of business is clean up the space. Similarly, again, a person can't be holy. Unless a person removes that which is evil from his heart to begin with. Say with the Piagetzna pointing out over here, which is perhaps one of the greatest struggles in spiritual growth, is the idea that when we want to grow, so what's often most attractive about growth is doing things, right? Taking on things. I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn this. The one thing we generally try to avoid is actually tackling any of our personal deficiencies. Because the truth is, that's much more difficult, and it's much more unpleasant. So I'd rather say, safer to him 5 times an hour, right? And give, you know, 95% of my income to tzedakah, and be a baches across every old lady across the street, even if she doesn't need to cross the street, right? Then go ahead and tackle my deficiencies. Because those deficiencies, I will say, are often very difficult, very grueling, and have been with me for a very long time. But I will say, but we know that at the end of the day, it doesn't work. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says. David HaMelech says, Sur Meira V'Yaseh Tov. If, and again, if I want the king to come into my life, clean your room. The king is not coming if there is a mess. It's only if I identify what is broken and find the courage to clean it, that ultimately, again, can I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says the Piyajetzna, Lachin, Alinu lechapes b'cha kol shemetz asher yima'anacha milimutcha umiskashercha b'ashem ul'archiko. Therefore, says the Piyajetzna, first order of business is let's identify the mess. Right? And we each have a mess. We each have a mess in life. Let's identify the mess and clean it up. Second paragraph, page Lamed Vav. Haval, rak imcha yachad nechapes. V'itcha yachad nivdok es atzmacha. So he says, so the Piyajetzna says, that remember, again, I will say, primarily, this Sefer was written for the Talmud, right? For the younger person. Baruch Hashem, we're all young people, so we could go ahead and relate to it as well. So the Piyajetzna says, but don't worry. You don't have to do this process alone. Sometimes, again, searching for that which is broken can be overwhelming and daunting. But don't worry. You don't have to do it by yourself, says the Piyajetzna. We're going to do it together, right? This Sefer is our friend. The Piyajetzna is our life chavrusa, to be able to help us with this process. He says, "Liv v'limtzo es pesisi ha-chametz ve'es gargari ha-rakav asher b'cha olashmidam." Let's find the chametz that's within each of us. You know, gargari ha-rakav means like, let's find the pieces that are rotting. Find the pieces that are rotting within each of us. Ki mihu ikar ha-mechanich shelcha im lo ata ba'atzmecha. Says the Rebbe something amazing. Because do you know who your most important Rebbe is in life? Your most important Rebbe is you. Your most important mechanech is you yourself. Umihu asher iku ha'achrayes ala lechanech ulegadol min na'arei b'churi Yisrael arzi ha'levonon adiri ha'torah im lo'atem na'arim u'bachurim ba'atzmechem. So he says, ultimately again, who is most responsible for taking you from a small sapling to becoming a great, mighty cedar of Klal Yisrael? You. And who knows your deficiencies that need to be fixed better than you? And so the Rebbe says something so amazing. He says, I'm going to help you. Rebbe is going to help us. The Sefer is going to help us. But at the end of the day, this process only works if we choose to help ourselves. Because who knows our deficiencies better than we do? Who knows that which is broken better than we do? Who knows our problems better than we do? V'anachnu yicholim rak la'azra lachem. L'hachin lachem es aderach hayashu la'raschem le'mar. So the Rebbe says, you know, again, I can go ahead and help you. My words, the Rebbe says, could go ahead and help you. But at the end of the day, we could only assist and say, Zeh haderech. This is the right derech to take. Hashvil v'hanesiv. Akumhu. V'aholech bo. Yagia el shol tachtis. V'asitra achra rach pej lamazayin. Rachmar alitzlan. V'zeh haderech. Hashvil v'hanesiv yashahu. V'aholich bo yagia el zeroi Hashem ve'el tiferes chod kiddushah so yisparach. So says the Rebbe, at the end of the day, we can only identify for you, based on our own life experiences, which are the good paths and which are the not so good paths. Which are the paths in life that work and which are the ones that do not work. If you look, there's a little footnote on the bottom of page Lamed Vav, Kiyesh Ishbacho Ma'asav Hulechu B'derech HaTorah Be'ezet Dvarim Hakalim Lefi Daito Nis'akim U'mekel HaDerech Shalotovahi Rak B'Shvil U'B'Nesiv Katan Minatzad Ta'o V'Gam Ad Sho'ol Yerech Matzan. This is an amazing idea. The Rebbe says, you know, sometimes you could be on the quote-unquote right path in life. But sometimes, even when you know and you've identified what the right path is, the problem is, even when you're going on the right path and identified what the right path is, sometimes you just want to pull over to the side and take a little detour. You know the road you have to get back on, but sometimes you're supposed to say those little detours end up becoming the major journey in and of themselves. And if those detours are the wrong detours in life, it could derail potentially the entire journey. We'll say it's an incredible metaphor, because those detours represent the quote-unquote small deficiencies we have. That although begadol, I'm good, but I've got these little issues that if I don't deal with, they have the capacity to go ahead and derail me. The same way, you know, like it's interesting, like on Waze, you could add on like another stop. I'm sure you all know this. I just discovered this like the other day. I was quite fascinated by it. I have a primary destination and I want to make an additional stop. So it's amazing to see. I know where I have to go, but the problem is if I put in that additional stop and that additional detour, that first leg of the journey is the wrong leg of the journey, I risk the journey in its entirety. Even if a person has their head on straight, my hashkafas, my life orientations are correct, but if there are even small things in life that are in a state of disrepair, threaten to derail the journey in its entirety. So the Rebbe says, I can tell you the right path to take, I can tell you the right journey to take, but at the end of the day, only you could choose which path to truly embark upon. So we'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with the rest of the third parak on Monday.